Hello, yes, Chaz speaking.
Hi, Chaz.
Hello,
hi.
Chaz.
Yeah, I can hear clear. Do you have any questions? Okay, my name is Chaz. And in 83, the angels, Angel Michael and Gabriel, came to us with a story for a mission for the Earth. And it is now 2011, and we work for several years all kinds with energies, angels, in order to get the people conscious with the new energy, with new thoughts, new ideas, and yeah. And all the people that we meet or have contacted, and they work with these energies, they get more information, and also the way to the higher consciousness. And now we're working for the people who like to have the information. Where are your feelings and thoughts is coming from for the step to enlightenment, to the freedom in yourself? And in case you have any questions, we take some questions from people, and then we make a trip to the other world with a session with the energies and so on.
Hello, Chaz. This is Nathan. I spoke with you last time, and I was wondering if you could speak on what part modern religion groups will have in this next phase of creation, and personally, if I should participate with these groups to unite some understanding, or just follow with love.
Oh, Nathan, this is a very good question. All the big religions came from God via the prophets, the prophet Moses, King David, King Solomon, Jesus, Prophet Mohammed, Buddha as well, and we have, of course, the Hindu religion. And these days, actually, at this moment now, it's very difficult. But normally, these energies with the angels, and normally the church should take them and spread this knowledge to the people. But accordingly, the people, the preachers are not aware of this, and the new incarnations, as you are, they can understand this, and this all in the books of how you call it, Nostradamus. If there are two rivers, and all the church will be changed. And you, in case you have very, in case you have knowledge, and be aware for former lives in this life, you are open for the new ideas, for new experience, and new truth. All about the truth. The truth is, what you can understand now, and in the future, the truth will be changed according to your experience. And there is a curse. Hubert, what is vervloeking in English? Curse. There is a curse in of all the religions by the devils, and all the religions are waiting for one prophet or the king of the kings. For the Jewish, where are the messiahs? For the Christians, is this Jesus? And for Mohammed, is it Imam Mahdi? And for the Buddhists, is the Maitreya. And the planning of God is, according to the holy book, one of the holy books, the Bible, the New Revelations, is that by Johannes, that the only 44,000 people, in case a lot of people will be opened and will be paranormal and see the other things in the other world, then they can see who is the King of Kings in the future. And in the meantime, all the spiritual workers or light workers get the experience in the future to understand this. Normally, the former missions was the kind of prophet with a story and all kind of wonders, and all the people walking behind them. Now, there is time has come that the incarnations have a lot of knowledge inside them, and then if there are enough people will be open and enough people to can see actually the information, then they can see who is the King of Kings. And the return of, for the Christians, the Christ, for the Jewish people is the Messiah, and for the Muslim people is the Imam Mahdi. Hayden, you understand?
Yes, I do. Should I participate?
Yeah, the beautiful thing is to participate. And in case you meditate or you pray to God, and only what you should ask inside you, ask to God from, okay, I would like to do the mission, and the angels will come. It is always on a different way by each person. Some people they see the angels, some they feel, some they have an inner voice, and you have inner voice as well. Everybody on earth, every human being, has the Holy Ghost inside you. You have also an angel inside you. You have all your soul inside you. Actually, you are a spirit in a physical body, and then they will call this a human being. But you receive information via your feeling and via your thoughts. And if you know who is speaking to you, then you know what's going on. In the holy books, for example, for the Bible, is working by the Holy Spirit. And if you close your eyes, here comes Shaddai Al-Chai. Shaddai Al-Chai, the head of the Holy Spirit. You Holy Spirit inside Nathan. Get a reaction inside you. This is your Holy Ghost inside you. Feel. Be aware of the Holy Ghost. Every people on earth has an Holy Ghost. If, for example, Angel Michael, Angel Gabriel get a permission from God to control all the people on earth, then you feel this. Feel the angel inside you. Everything should then be under control. But we have the free will, free to choose. And that's why the angels not taking over. You feel something, Nathan?
I feel a calm I haven't had in a long time. And my crown is awake. My family is around, and I'm very calm right now, brother. I understand. We have to create. There's no plan. Is this a plan in creation? Is there any insight into tomorrow, or is this all creation from here out?
Now, there is actually, this year will be released all kinds of plans. There is a plan, but the first thing was, in 1983, there was a lot of negative energies around the earth, around the people. and nowadays as well. But the strategy of God is that angels will work, but the people on earth should be involved in this work. For example, if you are a Christian, then Jesus was an example what he was doing. One of the biggest spiritual books is actually the Holy Bible, when Jesus says only speak on his Father, and all what's in the Bible says that he is only what is negative as positive. He saw in the physical body by the human beings, he saw the negative sources. And actually the negative sources give the people a bad feeling and bad thoughts. And if they act according to bad feelings and act thoughts, then you have all the kind of things what now is in the earth. All the thing with wars and what people doing to each other came actually from a negative source. But the people are not aware of this. And actually, if you can see the difference, then you have a change. There is a big plan. One of the big plans is to get removed of the negative power from the earth, and then the people should react on it. Actually, what's now going on in the world, all the wars and between religions and so on and so on, that's actually the mirror of the other world. If the people on earth can control their feelings and their thoughts, and they are aware where the feeling and the thought is coming from, then they say, no, we won't only like the thoughts from the holy light, from God. And then the negative source has no reaction in the physical body of the people. And then everything should be calm and in harmony. And actually, the big plan is a lot of babies and young children and so on born each day. That's actually from the future. Now we are between the old thinking people from the three-dimensional things and the new people. And if the new people is born, a lot of people are coming back to the earth, and then is there no negative energy anymore, and then we have 1,000 years, we have free of negative influence. But it takes some while. I mean, the coming 30 years, they are working on it, but there is a plan. I mean, if you go back to 20 years ago, I don't know what is going on in the United States, but in Europe, if you speak about energies and so on and angels, then the people looking strange to you. Now, these days, okay, they a little bit aware of it, there's no funny anymore, but you have a group, they are interested, and they have a group, they say, okay, we are not interested as well, that's the same as United States. There is a big change. But there is no the change inside the people. Yeah, that's they are still working on, and there's only a small group in the world they can do it.
Thank you very much, Chaz. I'd like to hear the voices of my angels someday when it's time. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Nathan, if other people have some questions as well, then we should have also space available tonight time to get to do it together, a meditation, and to get the experience with the other world. Thanks, Nathan. But who's next? Okay, here's Chaz. Janet, I heard from you, but your questions. You feel more as that you want to feel, and if you speak about spiritual things and with spiritual other people with spiritual things, then your Holy Ghost inside you, or your angel give you that feeling. And please relax, close your eyes. We ask permission from God. Now it's Angel Michael. One of the angels of Angel Michael come to you. Janitsa. They will contact your angel inside. You close your eyes. Your angel will now react. React. Your angel inside you. You feel a lot of energies through your head, chest, back, stomach, legs. Feel. The angel will work coming days with your heart. In the future will you get more and more experience. Your angel inside you give the information. Feel. Feel the flow of your energy. There's now an angel. The angel is standing for you. She put the finger in your heart. Your angel inside feels some reaction. You get boost bubbles. Okay, thanks. Did you feel something, Janitsa? Yeah, we got your message. Who's next?
In a little bit, Hubert, I'm actually taking dictation as a backup, and I'm receiving and formulating. This is pretty remarkable. Thank you so much, Jazz.
Okay, thanks. Ellen, do you have a question?
The only question I have right now is, I'm learning to listen to voices within me that I shut off because I had a mother who was schizophrenic. So I grew up not trusting the voices within. Can you make suggestions for me to understand when I'm being spoken to within me from the divinity? Thank you.
Okay, Ellen. If you can close your eyes. Relax. Close your eyes. Okay, we ask permission from God. Here comes Angel Gabriel. Gabriel. Messenger of God. Angel Gabriel, with a lot of angels, are now actually in your room. Around you. They're looking to your head. Okay. They're working on your lotus. Lotus, 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 lotus. They take a golden ghee from your heart. This golden ghee will go to the other world. A special area in the hierarchy of 2413. You will receive a special angel. They will connect to your heart. Here comes an angel, and the color is pink. This angel may contact to your heart, will contact to your angel inside you. This angel come now inside you. And we asked permission that Ellen will be guidance, which forces Okay. Now a bundle of light inside you. Your angel inside will contact your spirit, your conscious from yourself. Okay, we asked if it is possible that Ellen knows who's speaking. They will contact the channel from Holy Ghost, subconscious, conscious Ellen. Angel, subconscious, conscious Ellen. Soul, subconscious, conscious Ellen. We ask an evidence for Ellen. If the Holy Ghost speaks to Ellen. Okay, the Holy Ghost from Ellen speaks now to Ellen. This is the voice of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is now speaking to you. This is the message. Okay. We have now evidence from your angel inside you. If your angel inside you has a message for you, you should be aware of this voice. There's an angel inside you. The angel inside you have now a message for Ellen. This is the message. The soul of Ellen. In case the soul of Ellen has a message. This is the message from your soul to the conscious of Ellen. Your soul is now speaking to you. Okay, you will receive an extra angel in order to be aware for the new experience in the future. Okay, Angel Raphael and Angel Satchel checking the energies. You now be back in yourself. You're now back. Did you feel or hear something, Ellen?
I feel a delightful peace, thank you. I did not hear words other than love, which is enough. And when you first started speaking to me, there was a great deep red color in before my eyes that lightened to the deep pink. When you said the word pink, it was transforming. And then there were sensations of green, and I feel peace and deep gratitude. Thank you so much.
Yeah, Ellen, the red color is the guidance, the inner guidance. The pink is love and happiness, and green is for healing. And it's all not as well if you feel something or hear a voice. Everything what is relaxed or feel good about it, that should be okay. All the forces who telling to you and give you orders against your free will is not good and will be also experienced. The beautiful thing is, the message from the other world is that your mother has all kind of voices. You get a new experience. If the people with the new experience that voices came from the other world and all kind of negative or spirits, they searching for a new body on earth, they some spirits try to get in somebody, and then the people hear voices. Just the medical world should be change their thoughts and their minds and their knowledge. And as soon as more and more people with the new awareness, then you can help people with schizophrenic. I mean, there is a new lot of information, but the new information should be released and be changed according to the experience by the people. There should be more and more people to get the new experience, and that new experience is the through, and with the through you can help people. You feel something, Ellen?
I love what you said. Thank you. I only get very positive feelings and always have. So thank you very much when you said that I get a new experience from the experience that my mother had. Thank you. And I know that I can help people who suffer from schizophrenia and mental illnesses. I have my whole life. It may be the direction I should be going in, because I really understand it so well. Thank you so much, Chaz, for making such a good difference.
Ellen, and actually the mental illness, I mean, the same as people are spiritual aware or paranormal or something like that of mediums. I mean, if they see the good side, or then it's beautiful, and the people are looking for it. And the negative side is the people then psychic, with mental illness and so on. And actually, mental illness is the same as the positive way. All the negative is that they will be blocked by the negative source. As soon as the negative source are removed, then you can get a reaction according to the mental illness. And then you have the experience from your mother and the new ideas and new experience, and then you can help to change the way of thinking or what for mental illness. If the people have mental illness, the surroundings and the other people don't understand them, and it is hell on earth.
Yes, it is. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Who is next with a question?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Who's speaking?
Well, this is Minnesota. I have a question for you. Lately, I have been seeing a lot of sparkles around me, and I'm wondering if the angels are trying to get to me, but I am blocked in some way, or are they trying to heal me? Or, you know, I just don't know what's going on, but they're constantly around me.
Okay, your name was Minnesota, eh?
Yes, do you want my real name?
No, it doesn't matter. Okay, what is your real name?
It's Vaughn.
Vaughn?
Yes.
Okay, Yvonne, if you close your eyes, we have permissions from God. Here comes Angel Gabriel. They will contact your heart. Your angel inside, get a reaction. Bubbles. Okay, in the future, you get new experience. Here comes an angel, Raphael, with a golden key. They put this golden key in the back of your head. They will open something. You get a reaction in your lotus, in your heart, in your heart, in your heart, in your heart, in your heart. There will be channel opened from your angel inside you, subconscious conscience. There will be a channel opened from your soul, subconscious conscience. There will be a channel be open from your Holy Ghost, subconscious conscience. Malaikat, 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 Malaikat. Isha all your motion and emotion on the margin. Ush, and name it. You get the reactions in your energy body. In the future, will you receive new experience. You are now back. Did you feel something, Yvonne?
I can't explain it. My eyes are twitching and I'm feeling something is opening up.
Yeah, the reason that the eye is twitching is the reaction of the angel. This, if you in the future speak with people or spiritual things or to get some evidence and you get a reaction on your eyes, then you can feel the angel is, there's the reaction of the angel inside you.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, this is the information. Hi, Papa Dan. Here's Jan speaking. Rupert told me the information what you asked for. Okay, close your eyes. Close your eyes. Here comes Angel Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, Hanwell, Uriel, Satkiel, Metatron. And looking at your lotus, you beg your heart. Okay, we ask God all the information that you have received from the other world. Everything was okay. Will come back via your heart and your head. Everything that is misleading, they will be removed. There comes an angel with a golden key and put it in your heart. They will open your cosmic heart. Your holy heart. And now comes the energy of purpose. Okay, they check the channels from your angel inside your subconscious. Your soul subconscious. The Holy Ghost, subconscious. And here comes Shaddai Olchai, the head of the Holy Ghost. Shaddai Olchai means God inside us. Your Holy Ghost get a reaction. They will check inside the channels. Okay, in the coming weeks they will change some things that in order to receive more adequate information from the special holy source and will be connected to the hierarchy of 2413. Okay, you will be blessed and the information from the older worlds keep on all the experience. And after this experience, you can see what's okay and what is was not okay. All the experience, you should go to experience in order to be aware, to live the knowledge, the experience. Experience gives us knowledge. In each experience, you can see afterwards, it was a good one or a bad one. In case it is bad one, then you knew for the new round. There's always what the Holy Bible says, what Jesus says. Through all the experience, search for new ideas, new experience, and take out of these experiences through your knowledge, your experience. You experience it in knowledge. You cannot see what's coming, what is tomorrow. You should experience, and then you can see it was okay or not okay, and take the good out of it for the next round. You will be blessed. Your angel inside kiss now a reaction. Okay, thanks.
Yeah, thank you, Chaz. That was very helpful. Yes, I'm very, very active. Yes, that worked wonderfully. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Do we have Deva? Here's Chaz. Do you have a question, Deva?
I really don't have a question. It's just, well, maybe I'm just, I don't know which direction to go to. I mean, I did get some insight from last time and did, you know, learn some stuff. But it's like, I don't know what I'm doing with this stuff I'm learning. You know what I mean?
What kind of experience do you have since the last time?
Well, I wanted to get more, you know, further my experience. It was like I was at a standstill. And you told me that it would come soon. And some lady I know, I normally don't have my chat up on Facebook, but she instant messaged me. And she says, I have to call you. What's your phone number? And she calls me. And she gives me the name of this book. It's called The Celestine Prophecy. And I go online and they have it, the audiobook. And I listen to the audiobook and it made so much sense. And it just truly took me to another place, which is where I wanted to go because I felt stagnation was setting in. So that was pretty amazing for me. And since, you know, all those things were opening, the chakras and whatnot, the heart, the keys and all that, there's been a lot of crazy body stuff going on, like dizziness and insomnia for like the last month. So a lot of stuff's been going on.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I mean, dizziness, I like dizziness. I mean, yeah, there's a reaction. A lot of people in Holland as well, the old people, they are not with spiritual things. There's a lot of dizzy. That actually is, according to the frequency of the energy, will be higher and higher and higher. And then the physical body should be in harmony with the energy, and then if you are dizzy, then they take an extra, they work extra on you to get your physical body higher in the frequency, and then the dizziness disappear. And all the experience that you have that since the last time, I mean, the other world specialize in a lot of things, but one of the specialty is that they can contact people on Earth. They get a feeling and a thought, and with the thoughts they contact other people. This, the message and the information from the other world, God's hands, you see via other person as well. The other worlds, such as the Holy Ghost and your angel inside you, then if you read this book, then if you read a book, then you should contact via your cosmic heart God and you, as everything what is you learning or reading, everything was good to you that you remember. What is not good for you, that it disappeared. I mean, actually, in the future, get a lot of experience, new experience that will be going on, and I mean, for example, in the 10 years, I mean, each year the energy will be higher and higher and higher and higher and higher and higher. And then you get a physical reaction according to also to you, for you, what you eat, they will be changed. You, all kinds of feeling and things will be changed. And then you can also see in a certain period the change inside you, the change around you. And, and you get a lot of experience, but they are working fast on you, and you normally, if you have time, you're thinking a lot, but if you get one experience to the other experience, you have no time to think, And that just normally you get the experience and you see what's going on, and then you take the good one out of it. Close your eyes. We ask God for permission for your lotus. Lotus, what's happened with your lotus? Here comes Angel Raphael. They see at your lotus. Okay. You will. They work the coming days on your lotus, according to that the more energy will come through you and that your physical body react positive on it. Okay, now comes now Angel in your lotus inside you. You get a reaction. Lotus, 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 lotus. They go to your back. Your back, the energy of your back. Your knees, your legs, what's going on with your legs, legs, okay, the coming days, they work at nights during your sleep, they work on your physical body, your energy bodies, your conscious, your soul, your subconscious. And now stand one of the angels of Metatron. Metatron is the angel, the head angel of your subconscious. The subconscious is actually an angel inside you that all the information, your thoughts, thinking and so on, handling, will be recorded by your subconscious. The subconscious will be controlled by Angel Metatron. That's why God knows everything. But all the people on earth have a subconscious, and the subconscious is an angel's Angel Metatron. Every handling, every contact in your thought feeling will be recorded by your subconscious. It's the same as a black box inside the human being. That's why God knows everything. If he wants, you will be blessed. Keep on. Thanks.
Thank you so much. I really, really, really appreciate it.
Okay, thank you as well. Yvonne, do you have a question? Huber says you have a question.
It's really not a question. I was just explaining what I'm going through right now. It's just, it's a very different feeling. And so, yeah, when you were sending the angels or what you were doing to me, things were going too fast, so I just couldn't quite keep up, and now I'm just continually opening up, and I feel it in my solar plexus, and like a certain kind of anxiety feeling, and I'm feeling lightheaded, so it's just continuing to open up what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, we are now working with the other world together with you and with your angels and with your light masters. This actually is... as soon we are speaking or contacting each other, there is always working for the other world with you and around you, and it should be. I mean, for us, it's normal that as we work with the people with the other world, with the angels, that the people get the reaction on this. And I mean, if you know have no reaction, you are not interested to meet us via this Scoopy or internet things. And for all the people who are listening, they will work the coming days very hard with you in order to get reactions and with for the new experience. And the new experience we should have, otherwise we can do nothing with the experience. And the experience is the knowledge. And they working, you get a lot of experience, and after the experience, then you know what's going on. But actually, they change your energies, and then I see in the coming weeks, you receive all kind of experience, what I always says, but in the future you will see an angel as well. I cannot say the time, date or place, but you will see something, and you have a whole future before you, and you came in, all the people they now listen and we are talking to, they came from the period of Atlantis, from the land was disappeared, and actually at the time we was already in the fourth dimension, and but now we are back and try to working together and not showing who has the much power, but according for the new world is a new way of thinking, and then you get the experience what is energies and so on, and that is normal, and then you meet with other people, you feel this something, in order to all the new experience should be translated in words and reality. For us is it reality, but if we do not meet the people who has the experience, then it's then you standing on your own. But there are so a lot of people in the world, they have new experience, but they don't know each other, and it is actually normal. And then if it is normal, you can feel it, and then you are happy with it, and it's beautiful, Yvonne.
It's quite coincident that you mention Atlantis, because lately I've been meeting a lot of people, and they all speak of Atlantis. And I mean, I've heard of it before, but I've never really looked into it. And you know, they're all, so it's kind of what you call a soul family. So it just seems like we're all meeting up somehow together, and it's an amazing feeling. And you know, and then I just got pushed down to the spiritualist path, you know, where I've been asked to give messages during service as a medium, and so you know, I'm excited, you know, a new experience that will be coming in, because you know, all through last year I had to flush out a lot of old baggage that I carried with me from from lifetimes, and it's just wonderful to flush all of it out, and now I just feel squeaky clean and just ready to receive new experiences. So this is very very awesome to hear.
Yeah, and all the people on that, they receive information, but most of the people don't know where the information comes from. They think that they're from their own. But if you be aware where it's coming from, then you know you are never alone. The other world is always sides around you, and it's they're working together, and you feel the strongness and the happiness and the freedom in yourself, and will be more and more and more, and it will be good. Thanks. Okay, Hubert told me from your question from Janica for chakras. Janica, if you can close your eyes. Close your eyes. Here comes your angel inside you. Get a reaction on you. We ask God for information from chakras. Chakras. Chakras actually filters from the auras around your physical body. And your chakras are connected to your back. It's standing with your lotus in connection as well. It's connected with your angel inside you, with your Holy Ghost, soul, subconscious, conscious. Chakras is also a, how do you call it? Bescherming, what is bescherming? It's also a protection from other energies what is not good for you. Chakras working automatically from your higher self, either they go open or they filter and so on. In case you or other people on earth by meditation get stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger, then all your chakras goes automatically open and you will spread golden energies out of your chakras. If you can close your eyes, we ask experience from the other world, angels. Here comes Angel Michael. Michael will contact your angel. Close your eyes. Inside your angel will be stronger, bigger. Here comes the energy from the angel. And your angel will open your chakras. And the golden energy will from the angel through your physical body, spreading via your chakra around you. Golden energy. Golden energy. Your chakras is protection. And if you in fully balance and contact with your highest source, then your chakras will be spreading golden energy via your chakras around you. And all the aroundness around you will be cleaned. And the energy will contact other people. It goes in the hours of the other people to get a reaction that the people should search for the holy light inside them. Okay, you will be blessed. Okay, thanks. Okay, Charles is back. Where's a question? Please. Nathan, if you have...
Yes, Chad. I was wondering about my daughter. She's 5 years old, and I see her as my sister in a spiritual sense. Tell me about my daughter. Her name's Olivia.
Now, Olivia is 5 years old, you told me. Olivia. In the future, she will be spiritually aware, and she is special. And I see now that she has a lot of protection, and this protection has been needed. Otherwise, it was not good for her, but. As soon as she will be 13 years old, then all kinds of things will be happen.
No, thank you. I'm glad that my awakening didn't leave negative imprints on the ones around me.
No. And do you have another question as well?
Just gratitude. Thank you. Thank you for being you, brother. Thank you.
Okay. Same to you. Yeah, thanks. Who is in the room? Who has a question? And who's next with a question, please? In case nobody has a question, then we make a spiritual trip with contact with the other world. Okay. If we can sit down or lay down, that you'd be totally relaxed. totally relaxed. I've been aware of Hubert that this will be recorded. It doesn't matter who listened after this live session to this recording. They get the same experience and reaction as well. But this recording will be blessed by the angels, blessed by instruction of God, to get reaction by people who listen to this recording. This recording. All the people who listen now at this moment, here comes a lot of angels in the color blue, in color white, in color silver. They are around you, seven angels. They are around you, nine angels. They are around you, 13 angels. They are around you, 17 angels. Everything will be protected by the holy light instructions from the hierarchy, from the angels towards the earth, towards the people who is listening now. The angels will contact the angel inside you. Your angel inside you get now a reaction. Your spirit, your conscience, contact subconscious angel, angel subconscious, spirit conscious, Holy Ghost, subconscious, conscious spirit, spirit, conscious, subconscious, Holy Ghost, soul, subconscious, conscious spirit, spirit, conscious, subconscious, Holy Ghost. You are in total harmony in yourself. Total harmony. Total harmony. Your angel will contact your conscience, your spirit, yourself. You are a subconscious spirit in a physical body, what we're calling human being. Your angel, you will be one with your angel. Will the peace of your conscience will travel with your angel towards the dimension appointed by God. You step now out of your body with your angel. Your angel will go with the angels of angel Michael Gabriel towards the hierarchy 2413. You walk through seven golden gates. You will be welcomed by golden angels. They bow for you. You come in a room. Feel this energy. A lot of angels in this room as well. They take you now to another room. You walk through seven golden doors. You will be checked. The energy will be checked. An angel will take you to a place with a table with 13 prophets. 13 prophets. They will contact you. Your heart. You see a lot of angels in this room. Here comes Angel Michael. Feel the energy of Angel Michael. Or you see or you feel Angel Michael. Michael. Here comes Angel Gabriel, the messenger of God. Angel Gabriel will contact your heart. you feel or you see Angel Gabriel, messenger, Gabriel. And here comes Prophet Moses. Moses will contact your heart. Feel. If Moses have a message for you, you feel it, or you get a voice in your head, or you get thoughts from your heart through your head, but you cannot stop. This is the message from Prophet Moses. Moses, Holy Land, in case you are living in the time of Moses, you feel this. Feel. They give you a golden staff. You get a reaction. Here comes King David. King David. They will contact your heart. In case King David have a message for you, or you feel, or you get a reaction in your head, you hear a voice from King David, or you get thoughts from your heart to your head. Your thoughts. They're repeating again and again. This is the message from King David. Here comes Jesus. Jesus. They will contact your heart. This is the message of Jesus. Or hear a voice in your head, or your thoughts from your heart to your head will be repeated again and again. This is the message of Jesus. Here comes Prophet Mohammed. Feel the sadness of Prophet Mohammed, what's going on in the earth. In case Prophet Mohammed has a message for you, you hear a voice in your head, or a voice for your thoughts from your heart to your head will be repeated again and again. This is the message of Prophet Mohammed. Rasulullah. Here comes Buddha. They will contact your heart. In case Buddha has a message for you, or you receive a voice in your head, or a thought from your heart to your head, but repeating again and again, this is the message of Buddha. And here comes Jesus. They take us to a special place in the dimension 2413. You feel Jesus or you see Jesus. Energy. Yellow gold. And here comes Christ. Christ. They will contact your heart. Your head. This is the message of Christ. Or you hear a voice in your head, or the thoughts from your heart to your head. Feel. And now, Jesus is standing for you. And Christ, come in Jesus. That's what the Holy Bible says. Jesus was a super prophet. Super medium. They received Christ, and Christ was talking through Jesus. That's Christ says, everybody wants go searching for God. Should actually fear Christ. And now you will receive a new revelation. Christ is one of the names of the angel number one. Angel number one. Feel the energy. The first hologram of God. Feel. Feel. And now there will be a new revelation. You see Jesus, you feel Jesus. The Christ is inside Jesus. And here comes the Holy Father. He comes in Christ, Christ in Jesus. At the time as Jesus speaks, if you hear the voice of the Holy Father, the Holy Father says, if you see me, you see God. It has nothing to do with Jesus. Jesus is actually the body. But the people on earth don't understand. Everything will be new in the future, with new names, new experience, and you are be chosen to see the new information, to get the experience, to get through a lot of people. It's only the beginning of its beautiful. In order to receive the information, your frequency will be higher and higher and higher. If you the frequency is not higher and higher, you cannot receive it. That's why you are dizzy. Beautiful to be dizzy. Feel, you will be blessed. You will be blessed. You will be blessed. Feel. You get now the feeling today in 3 years or in 7 years or in 10 years. In 2023 you feel inside, you feel so feel. Now you're feeling the earth. You feel the human being. Feel. Everybody who's searching for the Holy Light receive the information according to your knowledge. Not more, not less. There's a big plan. Greater plan behind the creation of human being. All the lives, it's coming. You should live your lives. And as soon we are out the circle of life and death, and you be aware of the almighty knowledge of God, you get the information and the energy of God. You will be not become God, but you can create on behalf of God. That's why we are a copy of God. We're actually an angel in processing better and better. That's why the earth is a school. We need have the earth, otherwise we cannot higher up in the other world and from the other world in the earth. You will be blessed. And here comes angel number one with a stone, a red one. Mustika Mira de Lima. Mustika Mira de Lima. Mustika Mira de Lima. Here comes angel with a golden plate. There's something in that plate. Here comes the red stone. The angel will check in case you have a red ruby inside you. Mustika Mirdalima. The stone will be connected to this stone. One of the stones from Prophet Moses. Guidance, inner guidance. You will be blessed. You will receive more and more experience in the future. The angels will take us from the dimension 24 to a thing, and we go back to our bodies. Before we come back and return to our bodies, Angel Satkiel will check the energy. Okay, you are now back. You are now back. You are now back. Okay, okay. Angel Satkiel check the energy around you. Okay. Please open your eyes. You are now back in your body. Did you feel something, or do you have some experience, brothers and sisters, guys over there?
Okay, I'll be first. When you brought us into the room with the angels, it was very emotional for me. And, it just started tears coming out of my eyes. So it was just a very emotional experience for me. I don't know why.
Yeah, your angel inside give the reaction inside you, and then there are tears of happiness from your higher self.
I echo that from Dava, and I don't know Dava to be a big crier. And I am, but I had the same response. It was overwhelming.
Okay, thanks, the angels.
Jaz, can I ask, when you refer to 2413, are you able to share what that might mean?
Yeah, we have the hierarchy of the earth, the same as a government. And since the 19th, there has been a new government on top of the government of the earth, that we, they call it hierarchy. It's 2413. And above the dimension 2413, that will be, is the government from God self, in order to give the instructions to the angels of the dimension of 24, 14, 13, and for the government of the earth, for the change in the world, but will we go according to the rule and regulation, according by the plans of God instructed through the angels, and all the spirits from the earth to the 13th dimension from the government of the earth should be working together. If it go too fast, the earth cannot handle it. There's no a lot of this harmony in the earth, and if it go too fast, then the earth cannot handle it.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Who's next?
Can I ask one other thing? I'm just going to ask a question. When you speak of the lotus, are you speaking of what I'm familiar with, the thousand petal lotus?
Now the lotus actually above you. You can maybe you are aware of the lot of, for example, the Hindu religion and all kind of religion in the East. They you sitting you see a statue and they sitting on a lotus sitter. Actually, above each human being is some higher source sitting on your lotus. That's why the statue is sitting on a lotus, but the lotus is actually your lotus above your head. Your lotus have all kind of leaves, some special leaves. How more leaves, how more sensitive, how more energy is coming through you. Actually, lotus is also a protection, but as soon as people get the spiritual awareness and higher and higher and higher, your lotus will be bigger and higher and more open.
Thank you, Chaz. I know of that, the lotus, both above and below, and I think of myself as a lotus. So thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Should healers try to heal in public? Will this become a reality soon?
Hey Nathan, you can repeat this?
Will healers be able to heal in public or in group forums? Is this important or is this just small creation?
Now everything depends on sale and demand. According to the, in case the people want this, then there will be. If the people are not interested, then the other world can do nothing. Want the holy world, all the energies from the angels, from God, the this beautiful energy is based on the free will. If the people don't want it, then we can do the thing. If the people are searching for this, yeah, we can do it. And as soon the people around you are interested, then the healers can they can work.
Would you consider this gathering a healing session, or is this expansion of consciousness, or is this just a sharing, or what would you categorize this event?
Now this is all in once. Either this is a healing session as well, when the angel working according that you get the experience, and the energies are not okay to you. They will remove it a little bit according that you get faster the experience. Healing is actually both sides. If without the knowledge, if the holy source, God, and the angel will heal the human being on earth without knowledge, then we will be stupid again and to take the not the right decisions, and we fall back in all things. Knowledge is actually heal. You can heal yourself by knowledge. How more knowledge you have, you know what's going on. But knowledge without love, happiness, then there's only a word. This, it's the love and happiness and knowledge should be marriage, and then and then you have the good connection. You experience all the problems that the human being on earth have is actually to activate our knowledge. So nobody wants a problem. This other body is seeking for a solution, and the solution will be we're translated in knowledge. How more I experience, how more knowledge, how less problems you have. This actually problems is for the people, for the person in charge, and not so funny. But in order to learn and to get free, it's we need a problem. And if you know everything, you have no problem. Okay, Janitsa, here's Tja speaking. You get, you told me you get the reaction by Jesus. During that time Jesus was living, you have also had contact with Jesus. Okay, here comes Jesus. They poked his finger in your head. The reason there's some pressure in your head, in case your frequency is higher and higher, everything was not according to the energy of the holy light, will not go higher and higher, and that you can feel that's press or heavy. That's between the knowledge and the experience, between good energies and heavy or bad energies. They will release this pressure in your head. Here come three angels in white. In white, we ask that Jesus speaks with his energy, the pressure in your head. Here comes angel with a golden sword. And put the sword in your head. And take something out your head. Remove you. Okay, disappear. Guide. Taking something out your head. Okay. And some clean energies from the whole light come inside you. You get a reaction in your head, in your physical body, in your light bodies. Okay. You're now back. Thanks. Janitska, did you feel something? And how is now the pressure you had? A little bit less or same or heavier? I hear from Hubert, great. Okay, it's great, thanks.
I'm just burning up.
Oh, Christmas is already last year.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? What was that? Christmas already last year? Did I hear,
no.
Did I hear something?
No, it was funny you say I'm burning up. I thought that the Christmas was last year. You know?
I think he's breaking your chops. It's okay.
Okay.
Chaz, how should we greet each other? By our first name, brother or sister, a present?
Yeah, that's... according to what people want. I mean, my name is Jess, and everybody in the world who I contact with or I meet with, of now child, or my name is Jess, and that's it. And if people call me brother or sister, doesn't matter. I mean, what's the name? But according to what the people is, they get a good feeling to it. I mean, that what you want, it doesn't matter to me. And Nathan, actually, the brother and sister that came in the United States, and the people calling a lot of brother and sister, and over here there was some churches they calling it brother and sister as well. It came from, actually, from Luther, from the Catholic Church, and the other church came from out the Catholic Church, and in order they call brother and sister to each other, that it means that they actually on the same standard, and that there no difference is between people or a man and wife, or a woman and man, and how do you call it? But you should take the words that are suitable to you, and what's okay to you, and that's it.
Thank you, Brother Chaz. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Brother Nathan.
I felt
in case someone, yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
I just loved when you brought Moses and King David in. It's been a long time, and it was a pleasure. And I saw Moses very vibrantly and animated, and the golden, I forget the word now, but it was beautiful. I especially appreciate that you bring in all of the spiritual teachings of so much of the earth knowledge. It's very it feels very comfortable that you include so many references for all of us. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. You saw Moses with the golden arc?
Yes, I did. I saw him.
Yeah, the golden arc. Actually, at the time that the proof of God via the golden arc, there was actually an energy that always will be there. This energy, and that is actually the proof of God to the earth with the golden arts and the great of what is the fancy was that with the grace of God that the human being exists on earth. There's the grace of God that you are now living in this earth as a human being and actually an incarnated angel.
I wasn't gonna say anything, but when I got in front of David, he was like, "Welcome my progeny, like I'm related to him in some way." I'm like, "Okay," and he hugged me. I was like, "Oh, this is weird." And I also got an answer, like a reconfirmation of something I already know. It's just like been reinforced. It was kind of weird. I didn't know if I wanted to share that.
No, I am quite happy with this information. I mean, King David, you actually from the family of King David, and the family, there's actually 12 families in the earth from the Holy Family, and that's the 12 pioneers from the earth, and King David is very important, and with the prophets, actually they have contact with God, and that they have the big mission they did on earth, and now people are connect to this prophet or can understand or family from this. Then that's why you get this beautiful experience. I mean, it's beautiful. Thanks.
No, I thank you for bringing it to me.
Yeah, this is our. I mean, yeah. Thanks. Okay. In case you have a question, if not, then who has a question? If not, then we close this evening.
Thank you so much. It was just absolutely beautiful.
Okay, thanks. Thanks to meet you for this room, for this internet. We thank you but for the arrangement and Niels arranging this. We thank you all. And maybe we meet again in the future. Thanks. And you will be blessed. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chaz.
Gratitude. Thank you.
Thank you so much for doing this. I appreciate it. You don't know how much.
Okay. Thanks. Thanks to listen. Thanks to share the experience. And you get a lot of experience in the future. And keep on. Thanks. Bye-bye.